You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court podcast, season 4, episode number 1. It's easy to remember, Stevie. You see how we do in about 5-6 weeks.
5-6 weeks? Knicks special will probably win 20 games by then.
Get the fuck out of here. 20 games? Alright, before we get into basketball shit, we got special guests in the house.
Big Dubs.
Yes, sir. He double troubles in here. Season 4. Oh, we gotta call Tito. I forgot. What are you gonna call him, Stevie?
We gonna call him?
Yeah, I'll call him. Call him when we start talking Knicks shit.
Yeah. I don't think he's. First, we gotta get this out the way, because you know. Your boy's back.
Who?
He landed in town.
Who?
He took a little plane.
Ooh.
Rich Paul and the gang. They brought their boy home. He's back home in Philly, baby.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Please. He's there because he needs to get paid.
Yeah, so I don't get fined.
Rich Paul needs to support that Adele lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, those Adele dates ain't cheap.
She told him, get it together. LeBron made the call. Get it together. You're making me look bad. You're making my sons look bad. Get my guy back on the court. Make it happen.
He's not playing.
He's playing.
When?
Oh, when the season begins. Mm-hmm. My favorite part, though, is he sat out because he wasn't conditioned. What guy says I'm not playing and then says they need to get conditioned? Shouldn't you be ready? Shouldn't you be ready?
Those are the excuses getting ready for him to not play.
Nah, because that's right there is dangerous. Because if you pull that hamstring or you get a hamstring injury, that's going to be a long time.
He's not
going to
play.
You pull a quad.
He's not going to play.
That's the new thing. Quads are the new thing, man. You got to protect those quads, man. That's the new ACL, man. You come back from an ACL. You come back from an Achilles. Them quad tears, that stuff's tough.
He's not going to play.
He's going to play.
Why?
Because he has a job to do. We're employed to do jobs. And if he doesn't want to do his job, then no other team's going to trust that he can do his job.
He has sick time.
How much sick time does he have?
Enough to not play.
No, you have medical excuse time, so he has to pull a quad.
I'm not in shape. Guess what I can say hurts?
You play yourself in shape. Plenty of people did it. Shaq did it all the time.
My back hurts.
Okay, well, you play limited minutes.
Nope, you don't play.
Okay, and then you get
traded.
For low value or somewhere you're not going to be, where you're going to go through the same thing. If you can't be happy in Philly, you can't be happy anywhere. Everybody wants to go to the Golden State Warriors. Doesn't mean you can go to the Golden State Warriors. You're not Kevin Durant in a fluke offseason.
That's a fucking touchdown. I'm sorry. He's just doing it because it's the Cowboys. Are you serious? It's a touchdown. He's in there. What the fuck?
There's no proof. There's also going to need proof. For Ben Simmons to come back on the court and for him to take off, he'll need proof. So let him pull his back out. Let him do it. It's going to be detrimental to his career going forward. If he wants to live off that one contract, that's fine. But he'll never re-up a contract again unless he shuts up and plays. He made his point.
He's rich, Stevie.
He made his point. Rich is in relative to his peers and what he wants to do in life.
Stevie's rich.
Yeah, he's rich right now, but can he support that lifestyle? Yeah. Once you get a taste of gold-plated steak and you got your man's, Salt Bay, you know, cutting up them fillets.
Oh. No, it's a touchdown. He got it over. It's a touchdown. He cleared it. All you gotta do is clear the goalpost.
Anyway, we're talking about basketball because
Cowboys
is Cowboys.
Cowboys, don't hate because y'all got blitzed again today.
And we will get blitzed. We'll rebuild. That's why you don't draft a goddamn running back with your number 2 pick.
Sucker ass team. Y'all suck.
And that's why I said protect your quads. No matter if you Saquon, no matter if you Ben Simmons. does not matter. Those quad injuries are the new game changer in sports.
That's about to get overturned.
But guys, we got a new season upon us.
You skipped the whole part about Doc Rivers showing up to this man's crib.
Elaborate on that. I didn't see that report.
Apparently, Doc showed up to Rich Paul crib. Had some words, some not so nice words to say about Ben not playing. How would you like if somebody showed up to your crib, cussed you out in your crib by somebody else not performing?
I mean, as a job as an agent, didn't they hold what's his name hostage in Dallas?
Who?
Who was it? DeAndre Jordan?
Who was holding him hostage?
Didn't all the players hold him hostage, tell him that you can't leave, you're not going to sign with the Mavericks, etc., etc., etc.?
Oh, yeah.
And then they had this whole emoji war where they were going, keeping him from his house to go sign because they wanted to keep him with the Clippers.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, so you could show up at someone's house.
I remember that.
But honestly, that might have been the most coaching Doc Rivers has done. That was the biggest adjustment Doc Rivers has done in playoffs in NBA history. Because I'll tell you this one. Doc is not getting you to the promised land. And I've said it then, I'll say it now. You can't hang your hat off that one championship with the Celtics. Honestly, it's been long enough. That's like saying the Giants are good because they won a championship 10 years ago. Nah, decades, time passes. That doesn't matter. Lenny Wilkins was the most winningest coach in the NBA. Does not mean...
And losing this.
How many years has he coached then if he was able to do that?
Like 15, 20. He was just getting it done. He started coaching, I think, as a player for the Sonics, excuse me. He coached with the Sonics for a while. But just because you did something 10 years ago doesn't mean you're going to do it now. Plus, I give a lot of that credit to having Rondo being able to adapt to those legends.
Are we technically old because we remember the Seattle Supersonics?
Yes, we're old.
Jesus.
We're old. They don't remember the Sonics. They don't remember Hito Turkoglu. There's players now that we remember in their primes or when they were doing their thing that kids right now will not remember.
My team.
Dwight Howard is the number one person that everyone forgets.
Now, Dwight Howard is one of the 75 greatest players. Relax. We went to this last week.
Yeah, but them kids don't know that. And now, because we rewrite history,
well, he's going to be like
Dominique Wilkins is one of the 50 greatest players of all time.
He's going to be like Nate Thurman to the kids, to us.
Jim Brown.
Dolph Shays and those guys to us.
Jerry Lucas.
Yeah, I went back and listened to the episode last week. And I was driving home this week about your whole rant about Dominique Wilkins. That shit was hilarious.
I don't want to get started on that. I hang my hat. He will always be 51. I might have to write him a letter or something and just say, listen.
Why?
I understand, but listen, just know you're the 51st player.
So what do you want him to do? Take back his ranking?
Yes. No, because if you're going to make a big stink about being left off the 50, I need you to acknowledge. I need him in a parade talking about 47 now. We can't just go back and right these wrongs.
Why not? All right. We got my man Dubs here. Dubs, how you feel about your Bulls, man?
Pretty good, man.
Just like the Chicago Bulls look damn good, man.
Really good.
Y'all like a very nice 5 seed.
5 seed? How do you feel, though? You guys are built for mid-range, not for three-point shooting.
What wins in the most in the postseason?
Mid-range, though. DeMar DeRozan. That's all that matters.
There you go. You got DeMar DeRozan. Zach LaVine can shoot the three-ball.
Yeah, he can shoot the three-ball.
Lonzo's been shooting the three-ball. Alex Caruso can do everything.
Kobe White can shoot the three.
Vucevic could pop and shoot the three. We'll see when they play y'all.
Over under.
Wins?
45 wins. 45. Over and under. What are you taking?
Probably under, though.
You going to take the under? So you're looking at a lower seed?
43.
I got them at 45.
I was gonna honestly say exactly 45, but I'm going to go with 43.
Yeah, I got them at 45. Lower seed. No home court advantage.
So what are y'all going to finish? 39?
Oh, the Knicks? We're a 50-win team. We're a 50-win team. Without question, we're winning 50 games. We're built for the regular season. I'm not saying we're going far into the playoffs. Hopefully, second round. And that's a big, big if. We're going to burn ourselves out in the season. We're a regular season team. We need one more player to get us to a playoff team.
Can y'all survive December?
Yes.
You're going to survive December this year?
December looks rough, but we're going to survive.
Wait, I got in December.
I don't take them seriously until... Does the Lakers, the Knicks season is always over with by December. So if they can survive December, then I take them seriously.
It's usually January.
It's December. It's over in December.
It's usually January before the All-Star game.
December 17th.
We actually turned it around in the second half of the season. And we did much better in the second half of the season last year. Teams are going to game plan against us. Teams going to come out against us. But I'll tell you this. We have playmakers now. We're going to miss Reggie Bullock, but we're going to develop players to replace Reggie Bullock and what he brought to the team. We're going to miss Elfrid Payton, and I'll be the first to say Elfrid Payton was a valuable asset to our team last season by being able to not hold the ball all the time. He wasn't required to score. He wasn't required to do much, but at the same time, he did try. But he brought some organization to our team, and he led our team. And I think that was one of the biggest reasons why we faltered in the postseason was because we went away from what actually worked. And even if it was Elfrid getting benched in the fourth quarter, but starting him and having him in as that presence, by not starting him, it threw off our rotation. So we're going to miss Elfrid. We're going to miss Reggie Bullock. We're not going to miss Frank. Jay's going to miss Frank, but I'm not going to go that far. I think with our schedule,
no man should miss Frank.
We're going to go very far. Our November looks good. It's moving around a lot. It's a lot of not a lot of West Coast teams, and if it is, it is the Rockets. We're going to beat the teams we're supposed to beat, and that's a problem with the Knicks. They never beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. They play down to their competition.
Yeah, that's always been a problem.
And we're not going to play down to our competition this year. We're actually going to play at our same high-intensity, sustainable offense, and the Garden's going to be rocking this year. Regardless, Julius Randle, you saw him in the preseason, and you saw what Tibbs is doing. He played him during the fourth quarter for the whole fourth quarter. That man is nuts. Tibbs playing Randle for the whole fourth quarter. That is absolutely nuts. He played Quentin Grimes with them, but absolutely nuts. And this man is nuts. He's not built for the playoffs. He's not built for the finals. Bruh. He will get you to the second round.
That's what fucking whatchamacallit does, Tibbs, do. He burns out all his players. You know this already.
The thing is we have a deep team. We're really deep. Yes, we have a deep team.
Yo, this Knicks bias gotta stop.
How are we not deep?
We gotta
You stop. Guys are old. We actually have depth. We have Burks off the bench. We have Fournier. We have Gibson. We have Kevin Knox. We got Noel. We got Quickley. We got Randle. What are you talking about? We have Mitchell. We have Rose. We have Obi. We have Kemba. Mm-hmm. We go 10 deep. We go 10 deep.
Sleep.
10 deep. We have a backup for every role.
You just called us old, but y'all have no experience. Y'all just a bunch of young names.
Kemba Walker has experience. Julius Randle has experience.
Your bench? Our bench. You want to start naming those players and then call my players old and want to start talking about starters?
Yeah, why should our bench have a veteran presence?
I don't even want to even talk about my
we
team.
We have Taj Gibson off the bench.
I don't even want to talk about my team. Y'all team's not deeper than Chicago's. They're not deeper than Miami. They're not deeper than Atlanta.
No, we're deeper than
Atlanta. Y'all not
deeper than Atlanta and Miami.
Atlanta proved it last year. Y'all not deeper than them.
That was last year. We retooled.
Bro, they're healthy this year. They weren't healthy last year. Everybody forgets that.
They were healthy when they played us.
That's all that matters.
And we retooled. They're
healthy now. Who'd you get?
We added Fournier.
And you added Kemba.
And we have a healthy Mitch Robinson. We didn't have Mitch last season. Mitch was not healthy at the end of the season.
Mitch don't fucking stay on the court anyway.
We have Kemba. Trouble. We have Obi Toppin after year two. We have year two Emmanuel Quickley. So that's after. We were playing rookies in the playoffs. We were playing two rookies in the playoffs.
This is the greatest shit ever. We calling niggas year two. We got year two Obi Toppin.
After getting valuable minutes. You were there when you saw Obi Toppin providing valuable minutes in the playoffs off the bench.
Yo, Dubs, I ain't never heard no shit like this before. We got year two. Nigga didn't even do nothing. Like, it's not even like game six Clay or some shit
Emmanuel
like that.
Emmanuel didn't do anything?
Year two top
Quickly
three.
Didn't do nothing. It was top five rookie. I like top five rookie last season.
But that's hilarious. We got year two Quickly, year two top three.
Quickly is definitely tough, though.
I like the kid, but that was just so funny to hear. We
Your
got
team,
year two.
Other teams, such as the Lakers.
Don't talk about the Lakers.
No, because they're one injury away, and that injury, our guys will heal quicker than your guys. We pull a muscle, that's 2 weeks. You pull a muscle, that's 6 to 8 years.
Y'all niggas can't talk to me about nothing until May.
You already lost THT.
I don't want to talk to nobody about the Lakers until April, May. We just going to cover the Lakers-related stories. We're not going to cover no GOAT debates. We're not going to cover no LeBron MVPs, no AD street clothes, none of that. We're just going to cover the stories that revolve the Lakers.
Tony Bradley, Troy Brown, Tyler Cook. Look at these names on the Bulls. Besides Lonzo, DeRozan, Caruso, you got LaVine and Vucevic. Then you got Kobe White and Patrick Williams. The rest is all garbage.
That's all you need.
That's seven deep. You're only going seven deep.
That's all you need.
That's not all you need.
That's a better seven than y'all's.
No. Besides LaVine and Randall, that's a wash. If anything, Randall has the upper hand.
That's better than y'all.
Center, we got Noel and Mitch. That's definitely better than your front court and the Bulls. Our wings, we have RJ and DeRozan.
Who's better than whose front court?
Yeah, our front court is not better than our front court.
Whose front court is definitely better? You talking about
Vucevic and Patrick Williams?
Are better than who? Are better than who?
The Knicks front court. That's not better than the Knicks front court.
Vucevic and Patrick Williams? Vucevic is an all-star.
Okay, so is Randall. So is Robin. And then we got Mitch Robinson and we got Nerlens Noel.
You say y'all.
And we got Obi Toppin off the right there behind them. And don't give me crap that Obi's not NBA ready.
I didn't say that. I like Obi.
You have advantage. And then at the guards, honestly, DeRozan and RJ
what
Barrett,
about
that's
Miami?
A wash
what
right
about
now
Miami?
With the upside
what
going
about
to
Miami?
RJ Barrett.
What about Atlanta?
Atlanta
what about Philadelphia?
Has a good team, but Atlanta also took a loss.
What about Philadelphia?
Atlanta took a loss. Or Atlanta?
Orlando.
Orlando has nothing.
What about Charlotte?
Trash. Orlando, trash.
Charlotte's trash?
Charlotte's definitely. Compared to the Knicks, absolutely. Right. They need to field a healthy team. And they lost valuable players.
Who?
They lost Graham.
One.
They lost someone else.
They lost Devontae Graham. That was it. They got Kelly Oubre.
Okay. And what did Kelly Oubre do? Overrated stats on a Warriors team. He's superficial stats. I like Oubre, but his stats have been nothing but superficial.
So you're interested.
Oubre does not bring winning atmosphere. Every team that he's left has done better with him after. After he left.
What about Washington? You're better than Washington?
Yes. By a big margin.
Got better than Washington by a big margin?
By a big margin. They have inconsistent players all around them. All of them have potential to be good, but besides Beal, they have no legitimate number two player.
Let me look and see when the Wizards played the Knicks in the Garden. I may actually go to that game. Kyle Kuzma.
Honestly, I have the Knicks as a 3 or 4 seed this season.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't. Don't play like that. Not the first episode of the new season. Don't play
no,
like
that's
that.
My that's my bold prediction.
That's not what
Knicks,
you do.
Knicks
that's not
are,
what you do here. That's
Knicks,
not what you do, Stevie.
Knicks are third seed behind the Nets and the Bucks.
Oh my God. The Knicks are the third seed behind
the Nets and the Bucks.
Philly's better than y'all without Ben Simmons.
I don't trust Philly's health.
Atlanta's better than y'all.
I don't trust Embiid's health.
Y'all better than Miami too?
I don't trust Miami. I don't trust Atlanta being
comical.
Able to make the adjustments with the new changes
this
in foul policies.
Comical.
I also don't trust Clint Capella keeping up his numbers from last year.
When y'all niggas play Washington, I'm really looking at this.
I do trust Atlanta with Bogdanovich and Gallinari, and that's going to be a big one.
Who?
If Kevin Herter doesn't take the leap, if DeAndre Hunter doesn't continue to improve, I don't see them. I see them being a flash in the pan.
See, I can't believe you would say these things.
Lou Williams is old. He doesn't count. But you're going to see defenses adjusted to Kevin Herter.
The Lakers play the Knicks early in the season.
Yeah, November 23rd.
Okay. That's a Tuesday,
we get our
right?
Melo game out the way.
Am I off that Tuesday? Well, I hope so. If not, I'm going to be.
Let me know. I know some people over at the Garden.
I think I'm going to be off that Tuesday.
I got some people over there that can help you
six,
out.
6-7... 13-14-2021. Nope, I gotta work, but I'm going.
You going?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm right there. I'm 34th Street.
I'm taking my lunch. I don't feel well. I think I'm gonna step out. Get some air.
No, I'm good. By the time the game is over, I'll be starting my shift. We'll just take the M34 straight to work. I'll probably just take the railroad that day instead of driving. Or I'll go park my car by the job and then just take the bus or walk it.
Knicks are a 50-win team. We start off the season on Wednesday. For all you Knicks fans, October 20th, expect big leaps from Obi Toppin. Expect a couple weeks off in the middle of the season for Julius Randle.
He's talking this big shit. It might be a good sign for you. It's a whole rainbow outside.
You see? Word. You see?
It's amazing.
Oh, they got rainbows in the south side?
Yeah. It's because Dubs is here.
You brought the rainbow? Rainbow Dubs?
Now, don't do that to him.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is incredible.
Dubs is for everybody.
Oh, man. You got that. Okay, what's your bold prediction for the Western Conference, then?
Warriors winning
the
championship.
Oh, tell them to
the Warriors. Listen, Warriors over the Nets in the NBA Finals.
I love the fact that everyone is leapfrogging the Lakers like this.
No. Lakers are going to lose a hard-fought second or Western Conference Finals matchup. And they're going to do everything that they can, and I do sympathize because I did want to see that team win. And I'm honestly rooting for them on the West. But reality sets in that the Warriors have retooled. They have a Steph Curry that has adjusted into being the... knows what it feels like to be the only person available on your team to carry them to victory. When you have that, I think when he has to settle down back into his leadership role and his full, healthy team where he has valuable pieces such as Otto Porter, which is going to be a sleeper pick of the season, Draymond Green, which is playing for another contract, which he's absolutely is going to do everything he can to get that next big contract, and Klay Thompson with a big chip on his shoulder, but I think still is young enough to recover well from his injuries in the past two seasons. Also, they're dogs, man. Everybody on that team's a bunch of dogs, man. If they could flip Winston, or if they could get Winston valuable minutes there, they're going to be great. I think they're going to win the championship.
Wiseman,
excuse me.
Yeah.
James Winston.
Definitely was thinking about James Winston.
Wiseman. I think the Warriors will win the NBA championship. And I see the Nets going there. Because Kyrie's smart enough.
He's
not taking the
back
until December.
You gave up on the Clippers?
Kawhi's out.
He said he'd be able to come back this season.
Yeah, but that's a tough one. That'll maybe change, but... honestly, I predict him sitting out the whole season.
He should.
It's the smart thing to do at his age. He's right there in his prime. I think he should sit out the season. He's only given 110% when he's available. I know he missed the quad injury with the Spurs, but when he's on the court, he's there's not too many people like him that that give that energy without showing any expressions. So I would sit him the whole season, and I am going to give up on my Clippers. The Clippers are going to be, four or fifth seed in the Western Conference.
How long do you think before Dame snaps? How many months? What month?
Mid-season, and then the Knicks
mid-season?
Are going to... Mid-season, then the Knicks aren't going to want him.
Did the Blazers make any additions this year? No.
They got Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah, right?
They did a couple of retooling, but nothing major. They still have Enes Kanter on.
Big just got smaller.
They got CJ still. They added Robert Covington.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what month? I'm giving him to December.
They added Larry Nance. That was a good pickup.
December. Yes, yeah, that's a good pickup for them. They're still small. I'm giving them to January 1st.
And they're pretty old, surprisingly. You know, they got a couple of 20-year-olds, but they're, you know, Nasir Little, players that have made no impact. Anthony Simons, players that made very little impact. But then you have players
Anthony
like...
Anthony Simons is all right.
I was about to say, I was like, hold on.
But very little impact, though, honestly. What are you getting from Simons?
I don't think they should have traded Gary Trent.
You're getting seven points a game. He definitely can shoot. You have a three-point shoot. And he lit it up in the postseason. But it's no one that's moving the needle. Nurkic is always hurt. You got, you know, it doesn't look good for them.
How come nobody has the Phoenix Suns going back to the finals?
Because it's one of those one and done type things. Chris Paul's older.
Give me that.
Why am I blanking on DeAndre's name? Aiden still hasn't gotten his max deal, but they gave Bridges $90 million. That's not gonna go well for the team.
Why not?
For chemistry purposes. Aiton rightfully should be getting paid higher, and you didn't want to agree to the max deal with him, one thing. But for you guys to sign Bridges right there for a $90 million deal while Aiton's sitting there doing a bulk of the work, you know, really, really trying out there, and he's one of those centers. It's kind of like running backs in the NFL. It's like, why are you taking for granted your big man? Just because they're a little outdated in the league, they bring tremendous presence defensively and as a lob threat and just as a dominant big man, to undervalue what they bring to the team. And you don't want to give that man a max contract? I think they should be giving him a max contract.
Because Giannis had 50 in the last game of the finals.
And that's his first finals against one of the greatest players of all time.
No, I'm just
27.
I'm just
He's already leapfrogged Dominique Wilkins in like five seasons.
24.
Huh?
24.
Yeah, 24. 24. Mm-hmm. He doubled Dominique Wilkins as far as rankings. He leaped over the entire 72 Knicks.
Yeah.
And he's number 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you expect Ayton to be able to keep up with that? A do-or-die situation where he has gotten either embarrassed or overwhelmed in previous postseasons? No. He played against one of the greatest players of all time.
Currently 24.
Number 24.
Currently. He's
And it's after playing 3 years with Jason Kidd for like only averaging 10 points, being a skinny little Greek kid stealing water. Now he's 280. 7 foot tall, dunking from everywhere, looking like colorized Will Chamberlain.
That's what I was saying earlier. He's Will Chamberlain. That's crazy. After I saw those highlights earlier, it was funny. Right before he sent the short clip, I was actually watching the full 14-minute video. That's crazy. Did you guys get a chance?
What clip are you watching?
It's a clip of Wilt Chamberlain.
I'm saying we was watching that.
Oh, Twitter.
Oh.
This is why you gotta love the internet. They serve, like, good purposes for shit like this. Like, for you guys, man, I don't know how I'm gonna get to share this, but whatever. If you guys who got Twitter or something, or just look for this damn video of Wilt Chamberlain just going off. Going off for, like, 14 minutes, bro. This is like Giannis. It's like watching Giannis. We've never seen it before. We've heard these stories about Wilt. I've seen a couple clips, but nothing like this before. This is this might change my stance on where he's ranked at.
Listen, and this season, I will not be doing the weekly racism because I realize weekly racism. No. We can't do it weekly. It's draining.
It's a hot topic.
But I'll tell you this
one. Oh, sorry, guys. You got to move that from the mic. Stevie gave you the shit right by the microphone.
I will tell you this. If I saw Wilt Chamberlain and I was a white man, and he was doing those reverse dunks on me 55 rebounds.
And in that short amount of time that you guys heard the music, that's how intense.
there'd be some racist stuff coming out of my mouth.
Hey, goddamn, we can't stop this nigga.
Yeah.
What are you finger rolling for?
You seen that, right? That shit is crazy.
Look at him, just stealing rebounds.
First of all, I was impressed by how fast he was dunking the ball. Like, this is crazy. And his fadeaway was unstoppable. Unstoppable fadeaways.
I think we started it over, Steve.
I was like, yo, I didn't even know they were shooting fadeaways then. Wilt was just
But you still can't find the 100-point game?
It's there.
You don't want to film it?
It's going to come out.
Definitely. There was definitely someone racist that just said, we're never showing this. Going to scrap the
tape? Yeah.
It's definitely in someone's basement in, like, Alabama.
Definitely destroyed it.
So they got a whole roll of film. So, Sean, who's your pick out of the East?
To win? Out of the East?
Yeah.
Miami. Miami Lakers again.
So you picking Big Booty Kyle to come out of the East again? He is a How many Eastern Conference Finals will he have been in if he makes another one?
Fatty boy. Fatty boy. He can probably just as many as LeBron.
Oh, man. Okay. So you got Heat Lakers, the rematch?
Yeah.
What about you, Dubs?
I got the Bulls.
The Bulls versus Bulls.
Yo, the Bulls versus the Heat could happen in the postseason.
Yeah, it would be like a 3-6 matchup.
That'd be dope. I would actually be looking forward to watching that. Come on, CD, you gotta hold on to that.
I don't know. Something tells me like Miami's not sustainable for more than like three.
Nah, in all seriousness, I want the finals everybody else wants. I want the Lakers and Nets. I hate that we never get those finals.
I don't think we'll ever get it. The only finals we get is like Lakers Celtics.
That's what I really want to happen on Lakers and Nets.
Yeah, I want that to happen for basketball purposes. So many storylines goes into that. Kyrie, get vaccinated, bro. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to get into that. Because you do have the right to not want to do it.
But you also have the right to not get hired.
But if you're going to do it, just do it sooner than later.
Make the show. Yo, but don't tell me it's to the people that work. For people that's losing their jobs. Yeah. There's people losing their lives. There's people that got to work 12-hour shifts because people not getting vaccinated or we got a disease.
Yeah.
Yo, my kid can't go to school if he don't get vaccinated. So you doing it for my kid? At least say you was doing it for the kids.
Yeah. You know, my whole thing is if you don't get vaccinated, you don't get vaccinated. But if you know that you are gonna get vaccinated, just do it sooner than later.
What do you? And show me the research you're waiting for. Yo, Kyrie said a bunch of nothing. I'm gonna be honest with you, it was a bunch of nothing. I did it for the people that work. Who you know lost their job?
You know what? But remember, I was saying to you guys too. Like, I honestly believe that. You know, I guess when he's around other people, you know, when he says these things that he says and he does whatever, it comes across a certain way, and they get it, they understand it, or whatever. But I think when he goes out into the media and it's time for him to articulate it, it never comes out well. It always comes out being worse for him.
So go take some classes on how to communicate.
Could if you be, want or can just have somebody cross. Release official statements for you or whatever. But it just never, like, when I'm watching it, I don't ever look for the negative or this sounds, you know, crazy or whatever the case may be. I'm just like, I think I get what he's trying to say. It just didn't come out right.
Honestly, I would trade him for Isaiah Thomas again.
IT?
At this point, just trade him again. Dude, he said a lot of nothing, man. I'm doing it for the people that don't have jobs. Like, come on.
He's correct, though. There are people who chose to give up their employment because they didn't want to get vaccinated.
Okay, and there's plenty of people who didn't choose to give up their lives.
Correct.
Because you had a disease floating around the country.
But what do you say to the people who, you know, who don't want to get vaccinated, and then you have reports of people who are fully vaccinated and they're getting COVID? And you had a few people who were fully vaccinated, caught COVID, and died.
Very few.
So how much more?
If very few.
So of course, very few. So
it's how, very few, though.
So how much more secure does that make you if you're somebody who's already skeptical about taking the vaccination, and then you hear that it's like, well, what the hell? This, you know, cause they make it seem like, oh yeah, get vaccinated, you won't get COVID, or get vaccinated, you got 100% chance survival rate. So now when you hear that, you like, what? People are still dying. People are still catching it. You know, it's a high rate of people catching it. Oh, I'm not taking this now.
But it's a small amount. You know, people don't look at the numbers and the percentages, and that's the thing. And those are the people that say, I'm doing my research, but you never equate. You looked at one post on the internet and you probably didn't click it. You said people are dying. Yes, people die of things. A piano can fall on me while walking in the street. Doesn't mean I'm not going to walk down the street.
Damn dog, a piano? That sucks.
I think that was Jadakiss that said that or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's talking about Diddy.
A piano? That's rough.
Yeah, like the old school cartoons. You know, you've always seen them.
Tom and Jerry.
But there's no one where the risks are. I can play the lottery or I can work hard to make my money. And there's two choices. Chances are, most of the time, I'm not going to make money, you know, playing the lottery. for the vaccine. It's a requirement for your employment. You choose to work there or not. And if there is people, if you're going to lose your job because of it, you're making that choice. We do understand, and I'm not going to say it's for everybody, and I understand people's right as Americans and to make a choice. But there has to be a fine line between health and safety. And like I said, people get COVID with the vaccine. It's much less risk and exposure.
But they're mandating a lot of things now in certain jobs that you have, and you still catch it. And some people, like, they're mandating the flu shot. You know, they've been mandating it, you know, for a while now, you know, where I work. And, you know, people will still get it or whatever. But then you have people like, what about, like, for instance, what about the people that are healthy? And you're just being cautious or whatever, or lucky, whatever you want to call it, and you're not getting anything. So why are you trying to tell me, yo, I haven't been sick in years. Yo, I didn't catch COVID, you know what I'm saying, in the last 2 years or anything like that, and I've just been doing what I've been doing. So why do I have to take this now? If I'm still going to continue to take the same precautions and still do the same things I've been doing, why am I being forced to take this?
Because everywhere around you is not taking the same precautions. Correct. Because the environment you're in is not taking the same precautions.
So
because
the
world's
message...
opening back up. So now you're going to have a packed arena. You're going to have more freedom to travel. You need to open things back up to create and generate revenue. And with that said, in order for us as a society as a whole, we need to move all together. If you don't get the vaccine, then there's some restrictions. But honestly, at the same time, I understand Kyrie, because if I see Bradley Beal on the opposing bench and he can play, it's some bullshit. It's honestly, it's some bullshit. So when you start playing and the government starts mandating stuff, they need to expect when people will start resisting that stuff. Because once I have de Blasio telling me to do that shit, that's just making me sick to my stomach and making me second guess if I should do it. I went and did my vaccine way before the governor and anybody else was telling me to do that shit. Mm-hmm. So if you waited, and that was when everybody was clapping, cheering, 7 o'clock, everybody loved nurses and doctors before we start firing them left and right. Mm-hmm. But when you start having that government start telling you to do stuff, that shit never sits right in your stomach. Because I was fine not getting flu shots. They told me I got to get my kids flu shots to send them to school. I questioned it. Now I start doing it. I understand it a little bit more. But when I have a government, when I have a piece of fucking paper telling me to do that shit makes me sick to my stomach. So I do understand where Kyrie's coming from. I definitely do. But when you start saying it's for the people that lost their jobs, just tell me it's for the government. That's bullshit sometimes. And I don't like having things forced down my throat. But James Harden, if you're listening, just poke him in the arm.
Yo, those fucking memes are hilarious. When he had the fake arm. Took the vaccine and fake arm. Oh, man. I can't wait to see what's going to happen.
Same person that won't take a vaccine will believe in Sage in the court, though.
What did that do for him after he stomped on Lucky?
And those are the same people that's fighting him. That believe in the leprechaun bringing magic, and why would you disrespect a painted on leprechaun?
You sage the court, then you stepped on Lucky, and then you sprained your ankle within days.
Those are the same people that are not getting vaxxed are the same people that are willing to fight for that damn leprechaun.
No, that nigga's crazy, yo. Kyrie, you a legend.
All right,
bro.
The world's crazy.
Nah, he's a legend, bro. If you look at like all the shit that he's done like the last few years, like he's a legend. Did not go on to work, because I would just call it like that. It's work for him. Him and KD is work for them at this point. Not going to work.
That's why they went to the dance. Then
having the party.
They wanted to go somewhere where it felt like work, where they just go play and ball, and then deal with everything else after.
The walking stick, the sage.
You know how easy it is to play in Brooklyn.
But I tried to tell y'all this. Well, you weren't.
Nah, I wasn't here.
You wasn't
here
yet. It was
super easy to play.
But I tried to tell them this. I'm like, yo, no one... It's cooler to play in Brooklyn now. Like, no one even goes to the city to chill anymore. Everyone's having fun and being lit in their own boroughs, but especially in Brooklyn at that time period. Like, Brooklyn was where it was at.
Yo, KD could come out in flip-flops and just go get some paper and talk. Freaking... Goddamn Quentin Grimes can't even go anywhere in Midtown without being goddamn accosted and looked for and judging his stats and all of these things. Mm. You know how peaceful it is? You could be Kevin Durant. You could be the greatest player in the NBA currently. Number one ranked player in the NBA right now. And you can still come out in your flip-flops, get coffee, walk around the block in Brooklyn, because they don't care about the Nets.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, right? This is no bias. This is no hate on y'all, right? This is changing now for y'all, which is good. I see it. The Garden used to be a place where people knew basketball, and you had your hardcore Knicks fans, and you had people, you know, New Yorkers would go or whatever, and it was to, you know, for the game. It turned out to be like the most, like, corporate, just whatever. Then y'all wasn't winning. People who are going to watch basketball games are going to the Brooklyn Nets games. They're going to enjoy basketball, the knowledgeable games. They're going to the Brooklyn Nets games.
It's affordable. Y'all sit in the lower level.
It's affordable. But this is what I've been saying for years to you guys. And you have a bigger arena. The Knicks tickets aren't affordable at all, really, for some people. You know, your hardcore fans are either fucking sitting all the way, you know.
The second 200's enough.
200, 300, 400. Or they're not there at all because it's
they added a bridge for the Brokies. The Brokey Bridge. Chase Bridge.
Oh, my God.
I call it the Brokey Bridge. They're literally sitting, like, on top of the scoreboard and just looking down, peering over the court. And that was in the renovations about 10 years ago. They added the Chase Bridge, a.k.a. Brokey Bridge.
Oh, my God.
But I'll tell you this, though. It's still that atmosphere in a playoff game, in a preseason game, was more live than you get in any regular season Nets game. They might be the people that are watching are coming to watch a basketball game to watch basketball. They are not invested in the team. They are not invested even in the opponents. They're going to watch a basketball game. It is a polite basketball enthusiast crowd, but they don't care either way who wins or loses. That's like, honestly, that might be worse than the corporate structure at the Garden. Because at the end of the day, you might have Amex buying out a suite, but Amex will shift that around where you get different people every day. You get Celebrity Row, fine. Celebrities are going to be there. Jon Stewart's going to be there. Chris Rock's going to be there. But you get all those suites where people just mix in and out, different people every game.
Stevie, the last Knicks game I went to, people had their backs turned to the court.
Yeah.
People were on their laptops.
Yeah.
At the game.
Yeah. Work got to get done.
That's when I stopped going.
We stopped playing. We weren't playing good at all.
No, this is when y'all had Melo. Before, no, I'm talking about this is like early playoff on when Melo? Y'all had Melo. This is like his first year.
Well, that's also a dangerous thing, too.
For second year. This is when I said, once it gets
really high level and you have a star, we start bringing in. That's when the people who would give up their tickets, the Amex suites, that's when they start going in the game just for a couple of Instagram likes, just for a couple of things that they're going to post, or just to say, I got to go to the game because I got tickets. And they don't want to give them up. But once you have this team where it's a blue-collar work atmosphere right now, listen, right now for me, I got a pack. I'm going to go see a bunch of Knick games, and those Knick games are going to be crazy. You go into any Knick game, it doesn't matter if it's game 1 or 82. If the game is competitive enough, it's going to be rocking like a playoff game.
I might pull
and
up
you
on
can't
you.
Put a price on that, Phil.
I'm going to be off.
It was like the Wilder fight. Like, you know that high-level energy.
Yeah, you know where you got to come with us one day? To Cobblestone, right on Queens Boulevard.
Yeah, what's...
It's a bar where all these Knicks fans be at. I went to go with them to go watch the Knicks and Hawks game in the postseason. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. I always go for the raucous crowds.
Wait. Were you guys eliminated by then? No. You were about to.
Stevie came all late, was mad. I forgot something happened. They were mad with Stevie because he knew something was going to happen. Some Knicks shit. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, because I called it. I called us fucking up. And then it happened, and they wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
They started looking at me. Oh, why'd you say it? I don't give a shit about jinx. And yo, this is not baseball, man.
I went for the hostile environment. Jinx stuff. I got exactly what I wanted.
Bro,
I loved
it. Grow the hell up.
I loved it.
I'm tired. Oh, you're going to jinx. It's the same baseball, man. We're not going to like wear mismatched socks in order to get a double for the day. Like, come on, man.
I loved it.
You can't shoot, honestly. And we know how the Knicks were going to be. We knew that the Knicks were overmatched by game 2. And, you know, also, Knicks don't even know how to play in the Garden because that shit is rough playing in there. Honestly, when you got to do it one game and you thrive off that energy, fine. But I'll tell you that, Trae Young doing that for 41 games, he would rather retire or trade me to Sacramento as fast as you can. It takes a certain type of man to play in MSG.
So I was talking to Steph on Friday, and we were talking about certain players, and transitional players and certain play like windows, you know. And then I use the Knicks as an example, right? And I go, unless something, you know, like out of the blue, unexpected happens for the Knicks and you guys end up with superstars, like y'all ain't going to win with Julius Randle. As hard as he's playing, as much as y'all establishing the culture, as much as he's part of the reason why New York is back, like he's going to be like, you know, with him and RJ and these guys are doing, it's going to be like, what's going to draw people back to wanting to come to New York, and then you guys will get your superstar.
No, we can win with Randle. We can't win with Randle as the number one option. Unless he really takes his turn saying, to turn because into, unless he turns into Kobe Bryant, you're not he hasn't shown that he can be that player.
Yeah, so what I was
and
saying
he needs to show it first.
So what I was saying to him, I was like just throwing names out there. I'm like, you know, New York becomes a sexy destination in a few years from now. You know, Zion and Ja Morant decide they want to come play for the Knicks and you got Ja, Zion and RJ. You know, that's the only way I see that happening because you got to look. By then, Bron gonna be out the league. KD gonna be on his way out. Steph gonna be on his way out. Harden gonna be on his way out. You know, they gonna be next up.
I think Randle can be a player that wins. You have to have the right pieces at the right time.
But that's what I'm saying. You have to have a superstar player. That's gonna be better.
If he becomes the superstar that he's trying to become, and that's what he's been working towards, and if he builds upon last season, I think it's possible. He's young enough.
Y'all have to make shots this year.
We have to make postseason shots, and we got to make mid-range shots.
You got to make shots this year.
And we can't shoot 6 for 19, 6 for 20. We can't survive 6 for 20 from RJ Barrett. And if we do get 6 for 20 from RJ Barrett, we need much more free throw percentage. What we're looking at is a situation where we need to get to the line more and we need to increase our free throw shooting percentage. That's the only way we're going to be able to open up the offense so that we can have three-point shooters. If we're able to collapse the interior, we can kick out for more three-point shots. We have to keep our percentages high, and we also have to get to the line more. That's something that I need, and I'm a little worried about it because saying that when you have people like Kemba Walker and Derrick Rose on the team, they're going to be a little bit more hesitant to get to the line. And if RJ needs to establish himself as someone that's going to get to the line and force people to commit those fouls, and RJ is really where it ends with it, taking that next leap, because Randle won't be able to become the player he needs to be if pressure isn't taken off of him. He's punishing defenses, but at the same time, he still doesn't have the greatest handles. He needs to be able to trust his teammates a little bit more, and we need RJ to go to the line. Really, I'm telling you, if RJ lives at the free throw line, we may be taking off for 50-plus wins.
So I just want to run this down again. We forgot about Boston. You guys are gonna be, you know, better than Boston this year.
Yes, I don't see Boston getting up past the seventh seed in this
play-in team.
The East is
stacked this season. The East is stacked.
It is, but there's so many variables. Stacked. Teams that you think aren't gonna be good can be very, very good. Charlotte can take the leap, but at the same time, Charlotte can regress. Orlando can be played better as expected. But, you know, you have teams like Indiana, Washington, that have been middle of the pack for so long or, you know, underperforming that you don't know if they're going to trend upwards or downwards. Miami, there's variables there. Living in Miami has a shelf life. They're going to be tough, but they all got a claim. They all got notoriety. And it's a matter of if Bam's going to keep progressing, if Tyler Herro is going to play like the person he thinks he is.
Tyler has been pretty good in preseason.
But preseason means nothing.
True. I'm just saying. He's playing like he's saying he's going to show y'all who he was or who he thought he was supposed to be. People were shitting on that boy. They were shitting on him. He got something to prove. I like Washington to be like a competitive ninth.
A bubble team.
Yeah.
Perennial bubble team.
Yeah. You know, ninth.
It's all a matter of what day Kuzma wants to, you know, wake up.
I think he's gonna play. I think he's gonna play. The team, even though they lost Russ and they got back Kuzma, they got KCP, they got They got Montrez. I like the pick they had last year, Danny Avdia. I forgot who else they got there. I think the team is like more well-rounded, you know. They got a little bit more depth.
I don't see.
Got Bradley Beal. I forget who their point guard is going to be.
Ish Smith, right?
Oh, you know who went to which? Oh, I forgot. I don't know why I thought he was going there. That's because he was. Boston got Schroeder.
Where the hell's Tito?
Boston got Schroeder. How are you gonna win 50 games?
They're not winning 50 games.
Who, the Knicks?
No, the Celtics.
How are y'all gonna win 50 games?
By beating up on the Celtics. By beating up on the Magic. By splitting a series with the Hawks. By splitting a series with the Nets.
Y'all not win 50.
Everyone's ready to play. No one's ready to deal with our defense. No one's ready to deal with our intensity. No one can. Also, at the end of the day, we didn't have anybody with handles like we do with the combo of Kemba and Rose.
My son CD came to fucking play this third quarter.
We have some of the best ball handlers in the NBA. We have good defensive intensity. We have three-point shooting. We have mid-range game. We have an ever-improving RJ Barrett. And then who's leading the way is a guy who won't give up for anything. The guy had a baby yesterday, like 2 days ago, and he came to play like 50 minutes in a preseason game. That's heart right there, and that's leadership by example. If RJ can't improve watching, as he was quoted saying earlier, I work hard, and every time I go to the gym, Randall's already there. He just had a baby,
and yeah, he's playing hard. We might as well call this episode Knicks season preview.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Next season preview. Stevie's done. This is definitely the next season preview episode, man. Shit, I don't know. We covered Portland. We didn't really get into Dallas. I don't know if we're gonna do what Dallas is gonna do. Dubs, what you think about the Pelicans?
Who they got?
Zion Ingram. They picked up Devontae Graham. I forget who their point guard is. Is Vucevic over there? From Memphis? No, not Vucevic. Valanciunas and no, they didn't come. Valanciunas and somebody went over there, but then they traded Patrick Beverley to Minnesota.
Oh, where?
Minnesota might be all right too. They ain't gonna make. I don't think they're gonna make no noise. But I like the Anthony Edwards kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever seen him. Son is alright. He's alright, man. Carl Anthony Towns has been quiet. What's my son name? D'Angelo Russell. A lot of those games, people think they're gonna win. They might not win.
For coach for the Pelicans again.
Who's coaching the Pelicans this year?
You know that guy. You know, well, so after Stan Van Gundy left, which was a really big mistake.
Who did I see on? I seen Alvin Gentry on somebody's bench the other day. I can't remember.
Alvin Gentry?
Yeah.
Usually on one of those.
I think Willie he's on
Green's
the Kings.
Willie Green's the coach of the Pelicans, though.
I think he's on the Kings bench.
Yeah, Willie Green.
Was it the Kings I seen him play? Was it the Kings?
It's usually one of those West Coast teams. Usually if you a head coach, you'll go to one of those warm weather teams and be like, I'll be a lead assistant there.
Yeah. It's a good job. Think Dwayne Wade comes out of retirement?
No.
Midseason?
Never.
No?
He's done.
You don't think so?
Absolutely. He's Gentry's the coach of the Kings. Assistant coach.
It was the Kings, right? Yeah. Okay, I remember I was watching the Lakers.
Really good pre-season. For them. They could use him.
He's about to be out. Thank God that man fell. Oh my God!
With that said, we have the season starting on Tuesday.
We forgot completely. We just watched the game. Shout out to the Chicago Sky. My baby Candace got another ring today. He was watching the game earlier. That was a hell of a comeback in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, great game. The Suns. The Mercury were leading pretty much the way, but you can see them gassing, and the intensity from Chicago was there. Big plays by Candace, that three-pointer to tie the game. I don't know what they were doing, leaving her open. Brittany Griner started to slow down in the second half.
Brittany Griner was burnt because she played a hell of a first half. A hell of a three quarters.
She had open, you know, opportunities to drive to the lane, but would just stick to a Tim Duncan like
because she was shot. Cooking like she Tim was, Duncan the whole first half, three but quarters.
It was just draining, and I understand them not guarding each other because that's just it's just two high level athletes having to go against each other is just going to give too much up on the offensive end. And you needed them for offense. Diana Taurasi tried to keep everybody into it. That 3-point that she got fouled on was really crafty. But at the end of the day, this guy just hit really big shots and had the crowd on their side. And that crowd looked amazing. That was a really strong crowd.
As much as I did want Chicago to win, I was pulling for Chicago to win. I wish Diana would have held it together better in the first half. I don't know if you got to see the first half of that game, but it's too much, man. It's just obvious frustrations.
It's tough. You're losing a little bit in speed. You're losing, you know, some of your stuff. Yeah, but you have to get crafty.
But the game was close enough. It wasn't like it was like the game was getting away from them. Brittany was having a hell of a first half.
When is she coming back again? She's at the end of her career, Diana. Cool. Diana, so you have to do everything you can.
This is the last season.
You have to do everything you can to try to win. And honestly, you know what? At the same time, she's a winner. So when you're faced with that adversity, it's a tough sell.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying it was a lot of chippy shit that was going on. That's why I was saying I wish she would have, you know, watching it, kept her head in the game more. So it wasn't.
Yeah.
Shots weren't falling, certain things. But, you know, it was just
26-11.
Weren't getting calls.
In the fourth quarter, they were outscored.
Yeah. You know, but early on, I think that if she would have held it together a little bit better, and that's not saying that's why they lost the game, but just saying it would have helped. You know, maybe it would have translated over into the fourth quarter. It was a hell of a series, though. Pay these ladies now. They gave us three back-to-back-to-back great NBA finals, man. You know, all your favorites won. Oh Jesus Christ, he fucking fumbled. All your favorites won in the last 3 years, and it's all been great stories.
Yeah.
Lena Deladon, they won the championship. Back was all fucked up. Breonna Stewart came back, torn Achilles, won. Candace came home and won.
Hello, sir.
What's up?
Hey, so we wanted your opinion this season.
Oh, no.
We wanted to know who you got coming out of the East, who you got coming out the West this season.
The East and the West. Well, I got the Bucks coming out.
Oh Lord, it's because he's not in
the
person.
The East and the West. So I'm gonna have to go with the Lakers.
Wow, Bucks Lakers in the finals.
Yeah, because I seen Giannis ain't pull up threes now. Kyrie's crazy. So
you just woke up. You just woke up. You just woke up.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I was tired.
Yeah, that's sleepy talk.
you know he's siding with the Lakers.
That's sleepy talk. He's siding with the Lakers, and he's talking about the Bucks repeating.
He only wakes up.
Not repeating.
He said, "Don't wake him up till the season starts."
I don't believe. I told y'all Tuesday, Friday.
Nah. We had to get this in
the season preview off.
Absolutely.
Fact, but it's definitely gonna be Bucks so far. Bucks and Bucks and Lakers, that's it. Kawhi's still injured, so...
Tito, over or under 50 wins for the Knicks?
The Knicks probably about 55.
Yo, these niggas, what?
You see? I told you I had them at 50. Bulls, over or under 45?
Under. I don't see it.
Yo, y'all two niggas can't be serious.
No, we're dead serious.
Y'all looking to be 10 games better than the Bulls?
Don't play defense. There's not enough shooting on that team. Mm-hmm. Lonzo's shooting good in the preseason, but we'll see how that holds up.
Mm-hmm. And we're also regular. We're built for the regular season. We're built to be assholes in the regular season. People don't want to play us because we're going to be annoying. We're going to foul you. We're going to do the things you don't want to do. Yes, you come to the Garden, great crowd. But you're going to get beat up. You're going to have to play into overtime. You could be up 15 the whole game. We're going to tie it up in the last 2 minutes and make you guys go to overtime. You're not going to be able to party in New York playing the Knicks.
Yo, son, 55 wins is a lot of wins.
Yeah, it is. And we're capable of it.
55? 55 wins? You serious over there?
55 wins? Why not?
Bro, you know you still got Brooklyn. You said Milwaukee's coming out. You got Miami. You got Chicago. You got Atlanta. You got Charlotte. You got Boston. We always forget about Indiana. Toronto's going to sneak some games.
All those teams that were better than us after Brooklyn.
What?
Milwaukee.
You're better than all those teams?
Yeah.
You better than Atlanta?
For sure.
Y'all better than Philadelphia? Y'all better than Philadelphia without Ben Simmons?
That's the only team that we might be on par with. But other than that, Atlanta didn't get better from last year. What move did Atlanta make to get better?
They're healthy.
They were healthy last year.
No, they weren't. They were healthy at the end of the season.
Okay. That's when it matters, right? The Knicks are going to be better than them, period. We got better, they didn't.
Can it be? It was all so simple then. So that's a 55 win team y'all got.
Yep.
So y'all gonna sweep everybody in the East? Y'all not gonna split even, or y'all gonna not lose any series? Y'all just gonna go 3-1 against everybody, 3-0 in the East?
You think that's the only team we play? The West teams? We play other teams too.
All right. Who y'all beating in the West?
Everybody. You act like you can't. Like there's no on any given night any team could win. We were the 4th seed last year. How many games we won last year, Stevie?
I believe it was 48 wins last season? No, 44.
We got 44 wins. We added Fournier and Kemba. Mitch is back. RJ's better. So you don't think we could improve?
55 wins?
Yeah.
Randall literally had his baby in the practice facility, so he didn't miss practice.
Bro, other teams got better as well.
None of the teams you named got better.
Miami and Chicago got better.
Tyler Hero sucks. Chicago got better, but they were the cellar dwellers last year. Toronto's slipping. Like, there's other teams. Boston didn't improve at all.
They got Schroeder.
Okay. Like I said, they didn't improve at all. Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for a lot of teams. And then you're not factoring in injuries and stuff like that. Other team, Indiana didn't get better.
Indiana is the same type of team every year, and they always end up in the postseason.
Okay, but we were better than them last year, but we got better. That's the thing. We got better. A lot of teams, we got drastically better. We replaced Elfrid Payton with Kemba Walker and Reggie Bullock.
Indiana didn't have T.J. Warren last year.
Listen, we replaced.
They didn't get Caris LeVert till late.
Listen. We replaced.
I'm just telling you.
We replaced Elfrid Payton with Kemba Walker. So I don't understand why people think that Knicks are going to slip from the 4th seed.
I don't know. No. You, Stevie said 50, and then you said 55 wins.
Yeah, 55 wins. There's nothing wrong with that.
So what? That was, it was 10 games short. So what?
Okay. There goes the 10 wins right there. Boom.
So, what seed do you guys think you're gonna finish?
Between 4th and 5th.
You're gonna finish between 4th and 5th, and you think that's gonna be 55? It's not enough games for everybody to win for you guys to be 4th and 5th, and no, you win 55.
You have a top heavy, bottom teams are gonna struggle. Bottom teams are going to struggle. If you're not in the 10th seed, you're going to struggle. So that's 5 teams with probably some of the lowest records you can have. Orlando's probably going to win 10 games.
I don't even have a description for this episode. When I write this shit out, I'm going to just write Knicks going to win 55 games and just leave it. That is crazy. 50 maybe. Y'all have made some improvements. You might catch some people. Y'all might catch a hot streak. But 55? And you're not talking top three seeds? You're talking about fourth and fifth, and you're going to win 55 games?
Listen, we're going to win 55 games. Trust me.
I ain't got nothing else. Stevie, what you got for
him? I got nothing for him. Listen, man, we miss you. Get home safe.
What the fuck we doing?
From wherever you're at. Listen,
I got understand. Somebody for you too next week.
We understand.
You hear me, Tito?
You know, you're building what? Up your energy.
I got somebody season. For you next week.
You got what for me next week?
I got somebody for you next week.
Who? Steph?
Nah, I'm saving Steph.
Huh?
I'm saving Steph. I got somebody else for you next week.
Cool. Laurent?
Nah, I'm gonna save him for December.
That's the toxic Knicks fan.
Yeah,
he's gonna December. Say we're winning 29 games.
Yeah,
I'm gonna should have brought back Larry Brown.
I'm gonna save him for December. Don't worry about it. I ain't gonna say nothing. Just be ready.
Listen. We hope everything goes well. You come back safe and sound from your excursions and travels, and look for you to join us next week. We're just going to leave it in the cloud of mystery where you're at right now.
On the fucking street. You can look out his window and see us.
I'm home right now.
I know that. Oh, man. Yeah, we'll see you next week. I got somebody special for you next week, all right?
All right. They better be ready.
You better be ready.
I'll be ready. All right.
All right. Later.
55 wins.
Double nickel.
It's ridiculous. I need one of them Stephen A. Smith big words.
Listen. That's all I got for this podcast. I just want to let you know that the Knicks are here, and you're not going to escape it all season.
Can't believe you came here to this Knicks nonsense, Knicks season preview.
That's what the people want. That's We've what given do. Them a lot of grief in the past.
Oh, another flag. All right, we out of here. King of the Court podcast, season 4, episode Knicks season preview.
Holla.
This wasn't even fucking episode, well, man. We out.